Madam Zahra Real too.
My sister was stranded somewhere in Malacca. The Japanese, I think, was about to reach Malacca. Maybe had already reached KL. That I wasn't so sure. But my sister was in Malacca, and then my dad made arrangements to send my younger brother. He was then about 16 years old, maybe 15 years, I think, 15 or 14, still young, by a taxi, if I'm not mistaken. So he went to join, supposed to join my sister in Malacca. He went there, and then I wonder how, what happened to him. He met my sister, and then together, it seems my sister and some of the teachers from the college escaped from the college to Johor Bahru in a kampung. So they were staying in Johor Bahru, kampung in Johor Bahru, for how long that was? Until Singapore surrendered. Yes, that I remember. For so long, how many months was that? When was Singapore surrendered? Sometime end of 1941, that's how long?
42.
A lot of things happened then. He was there with my sister, so we didn't get no contact at all. So we had to remain with my parents in Singapore, my younger brother, my younger sister, myself, and then two cousins. And in Johor, we had to wait until the Japanese overtook Singapore.
How much did you know about the Japanese activities elsewhere? Because you mentioned that you read news about
the news, yes.
So how much do you know about Japanese activities in other countries?
It seems they were advancing very quick. I wonder how in Penang, and then suddenly in Kota Bharu, and then Malacca, Perak, all over Malaysia. That we heard. That's why maybe because of that, in no time they advanced so quickly and reached Singapore without us realizing it.
Do you know, for example, what the Japanese were doing in China?
No, even then I knew, maybe I read, you know, but I don't remember, honestly. I'm very forgetful.
You mentioned that you were told not to go back to work.
No, nobody told us that. You know, that I remember. Because suddenly, I think the Japanese were about to cross the causeway, maybe because of that I think. Because nearly when, just a few days before Singapore surrendered, I still went to Cathay building, you know, read the news, but all in darkness. And then, maybe because we saw from our place, from Geylang, we went to Kallang, and then from there also we went to another place, McNair Road, etc. And then on that day when we were at McNair Road, when we heard about the surrender Singapore.
When did the office, your office shift to Cathay building?
1941. That was soon after the Japanese not yet in the middle, in the center of Malaya. North, maybe Kelantan or Penang, maybe that, because we were at Cathay building quite a long while, a few months.
Why did you shift to from Empress Place to Cathay?
That I don't know. I was new, I never asked, and they never talked about that. Only they said, oh, nee, they should, when they brought us to Cathay building, next time you had to come here, they said.
Was the office at Empress Place affected by the air raids?
No. I don't think so.
What about the one at Cathay building?
Cathay building, nothing happened to it. until when the Japanese came, the Japanese themselves occupied the broadcasting government for themselves from Shonanto, they said. Nothing happened to the building.
So when did you stop going back to work?
No, I didn't go. I didn't go back. I didn't go back. I don't know why. Maybe my father didn't want us to go. I wanted to join my elder sister also, because after the war, when the Japanese came, my sister and brother came back safely to Singapore by with the help of someone in Johor. And then we wanted to join, but my father didn't encourage. He himself was there. The Japanese asked him to read the news, to translate news. Oh, he used to grumble, you know, he didn't like it. What to do? Now, if we disobeyed, maybe they thought we were against him, right? He had to do it. He was unhappy working, I knew. I know it. Even now, when I remember, I know. And I didn't join broadcasting at all.
But you were working for it?
Somewhat.
Until
surrender. Before, a few days before the surrender, because before the surrender, Singapore became, was so terrible, corpses here and there, and then a few days I didn't go to Cathay Building at all.
You mentioned you shifted from Geylang to Arab Street. On the way there, did you see anything?
Nothing yet. That means the war wasn't serious, it hasn't come to Singapore yet, that I remember. Only the government was preparing, maybe. That's when they put the army there. All over Singapore, soldiers were not Singapore, so not the local soldiers, but from abroad, New Zealand, Punjabis, and all those Gurkhas. I think the whole, how the regiments, I don't know how many of them were here preparing. Maybe the Japanese, they knew the Japanese were advancing, so they.
When you saw these soldiers, what was their expression? What were their expressions like?
With the soldiers around, we didn't feel scared so much at all. But we knew that these things, the wars become serious. But since no fighting before us in front of us, so we didn't feel anything. Everything went on as usual. But people gathered here and there discussing about the war.
What were your impressions of these soldiers?
I don't know, when those soldiers, there were so many of them. Well, I used to tell my mother, it's becoming serious. I told my mother. My mother said that she was talking about my sister. My sister, the Japanese, hasn't reached Singapore yet. Yeah? She was thinking about my sister and brother, my mother. And me too, when she cried, then we too, of course, we felt awful ourselves.
Even after all the air raids, did you feel that the Japanese would take over Singapore at that time?
I can't actually say. Sometimes maybe I had faith, still I had faith, you know. And then when the news sometimes mentioned about them coming to Johor, and then so quickly to coming nearer the causeway, then what could we do? We just felt scared, you know, frightened maybe. And all the people were asked to, keep store food stuffs and all that. Of course, we were scared.
Who asked you to keep food stuff?
News from radio, as well as in the papers. Yeah, maybe the government.
So, did your family store up any food?
Yes, rice and all that. Tinned food, like sardines and all. For so long. Yeah, during the war, when they were fighting, we had to eat those things, tinned food.
Which part of Arab Street was your friend's house?
Basra Street, near Beach Road. an old building, you know, we went there, the building so old, looked like if a bomb would fall nearer, that would collapse. We used to talk about that, but what to do? That friend of my father's asked us to stay there for some time until we got a house. But not after a few days, someone found us a house.
How many people were staying in that house?
The Japanese were about to reach Singapore. Well, I think mosques, the Sultan Mosque was almost full, so all people flocked there, maybe from the affected areas. And then when we went there, the second time we went there twice, you know. Before the Japanese reached Singapore, we went to Arab Street also, to the Basra Street, and then we got a place. Another friend's place, empty, only he was alone, the wife was not there, and somewhere in McNair Road, and there we stayed for some time. And when we were staying there, only the Japanese reached Singapore, and Singapore surrendered. So after that, we went back to Basra Strait. That's twice we went to Basra Strait.
Before the British surrendered, you said that many people went to the mosque then. Who were these people?
Some were from Malaysia, you know. Maybe when they saw the Japanese advancing, they came to Singapore. Maybe they thought Singapore would survive. I don't know. Quite a lot. Some of us, I don't know what belongings they had to carry with them. And then when they were, we stayed there for a week or two, I think, if we were on a place.
Were they all Malays?
Malays, mostly. Muslims, Indians and all that. I think because that is a mosque, Muslim mosque, the Muslims mostly.
Mm-hmm. While you were at Arab Street, what did you do every day?
Only a few days there, and then because no marketing, nothing like that, we had tin food only. Maybe before the Japanese reached Singapore, people were selling things, maybe vegetables a little bit. Only the older people cook. I didn't. I was so scared. I was with my younger brother and sister, maybe helping a bit. But my mother and the people of the house cook. And we had to, must eat ration of food, actually, because we stayed at people's place, isn't it? My mother also tried to get things, buying food stuff and all. Tried to do that. For a few days we could buy things, but after time nothing was sold. So that was the problem.
How many people were sharing the house at your father's friend's place?
I don't think I remember, but crowded, overcrowded, you know. Underground, on the floor ground, all the men folks, top we women, we, the elder women, and we children. Quite a crowd.
What about the neighbors?
Neighbors also, they have their relatives there. Although they thought it would be safe near the mall. But it's true, you know, nothing happened to the mall, nothing happened to the places around. Nothing, we were all safe until we heard the news Singapore surrendered.
Were there any air raids near the area?
Maybe, maybe shellings, I think they had, but none. Neither, I don't know, but the house there was not so bad. Maybe, was that somewhere near something, a bomb fell, and then little bits of the old were affected.
Were there any air raid shelters near that area?
Some houses, yes, but the house I was staying, my dad and all was staying, and nothing, because when they just went downstairs, and then I don't know where, I don't remember, we sat somewhere in a corner under a table, so just that, if I'm not mistaken. Just we kept on praying, having God to help us only. That's what God did help us.
You mentioned you moved to McNair Road.
Yeah, yeah. From so Basra Street.
How long did you stay at Basra Street?
A few days, because another friend of my dad offered him to stay with him at McNair Road because the house is empty. Only his wife was going to Johor, he said, but his wife didn't go to Johor because the war. The wife went to her brother's place in Singapore, so the husband also went together. So the house empty. We all stayed there.
Which part of McNair Road was that?
Pigott Road, now I remember. From Balestier Road, you're going McNair Road. What is it in there? McNair Road? Is it still there? And near the, then there's a big open area. They said polo ground or something like that. I can hardly remember. And I just went in from Balestier Road. There's a small lane. Quite nice, a brick house. I wonder if it's a government house. I don't know.
And what kind of house was it?
Brick.
One story or
no, house? Yes, you get stairs a little bit raised from the ground. And then there's a house like that, like a bungalow house. Two or three houses, same. I think that's a quarters for government servants, I think. Then we stayed there till Japanese came to Singapore.
How did your family move from Arab Street to McNair?
My dad has an old car. We used the old car. Because we didn't bring our things so much, only the necessary belongings only. Two trips maybe, and from Geylang, so two trips to Basra Street, and then from Basra Street to McNair Road, two trips also. Maybe. Only my dad had got his books. Everywhere he went, he took along his books.
On the way to McNair Road, did you see anything on the roads? For example, damages?
Damages, yes. Like Jalan Besar, Lavender Street, yes. Two-story buildings. And then, boom, fell, direct hit. Then, some others. And my memory is really very bad. I remember the real truth, the real things at all.
Do you see people running about?
Running, yes. But going to McNair Road, the Japanese hasn't reached Singapore yet. Mm-hmm. And so people just after bombing, they were so excited, so unhappy because maybe there were people killed. We're running about and trying to save their belongings, like houses caught fire. That's the scene I saw on the way. And then shops all closed, but people moving about, maybe to find new places to stay in, I don't know. That Basra Street, we've passed Jalan Besar, Lavender Street, and all those roads. And then a new Bras Basah, what is it? I can't remember the names of the road. All those, my dad has got an old car, then he drove, we have packed inside, my mother, my son, my brother's cousins, all. Without the car, I don't know what we could have done.
Did you see any dead bodies on the road also?
Then, before the Japanese came, not, no. Maybe after anybody dies, maybe they quickly carried the body away maybe. But when the Japanese nearly already reached, it had already reached Singapore, somewhere near Causeway. And then when we passed along the roads, we saw dead bodies all along because they kept shelling all over Singapore, affected. And then, yes, I saw lorries and all burnt up, bodies. In the lorry, jeeps, black into earth. That I saw. The Japanese, that was before the surrender, a day before Singapore surrendered. But earlier, I didn't see. Maybe when those people died, people take it.
Do you see any British soldiers also?
Yes. British, Gurkha, and then Punjabis. All of them. The Japanese we knew, but the Japanese hadn't reached Singapore town yet. Only somewhere near Causeway, that's what we couldn't see.
How did the British soldiers look like at that time?
I don't know. all of them moving about. Maybe they knew what would have happened, I don't know. Then we stayed at McNair Road. Or lorries of them came to the house. We were wondering why these people were coming to our place. Lorries, and they brought down rifles and some bombs, I don't know what. Quite long leg bombs all around the house in McNair Road. When they started digging around the house, I was wondering why. And we were staying, all those people also around us were staying in those houses. They were digging, and they buried those things. And we didn't know the Japanese had, were coming. We were so unhappy because those shells of what you call the bombs maybe, and in the earth, around the house, that would be dangerous, isn't it? So we said, that night, yes, that was the last night we suffered. Terrible. We couldn't sleep, nothing. And then because Sonia had that, we knew then the soldiers told us the Japanese has reached Singapore, has landed. The soldiers told my dad, you can go away from here if you want, he said. But night time, how could we go? Evening, they kept digging and then buried those bombs, looked like bombs, I think. And then soon after 7 or 8 o'clock, heard that shelling whistling overhead us, oh, non-stop, you know. Maybe from where the Japanese were, it's somewhere in Singapore, lah. Maybe near the causeway, I don't know. That made us really feel so terrible. And then explosions around us, and then fire started then, and then our windows all locked, securely locked, suddenly burst open. And then what could we do? My dad, my mom, all didn't sleep the whole night. We went under the bed, our bed, and then with some of our precious belongings and few jewelry, we hid. And then my mother and father under the bed next in the next room kept shouting to us in Malay lah, remember, don't forget, pray. She said, yes ma, I said. And then all the time so we kept praying, shelling went on non-stop. The doors, one after the windows, one after another, burst open after exposing the door. Then suddenly we saw bright light, you know, from outside because the doors and the windows were open, wide open. Fire, something caught fire. Then we were thinking about what they buried in the evening, you know. My dad, I saw from the door, my dad came out from under the bed, praying, you know, I don't know, asking. We also prayed, kept on praying. Ask God to help us. Ask Allah to help us. And then morning stopped. Suddenly stopped the shelling. The shelling stopped. Don't know. We got up, all eyes swollen. Nobody slept. And then the soldiers came to us. I think it's better for you to leave the place. We are fighting to the last man. He said to the last man. He said. So my dad, that's it. Okay. And then we were preparing to go back to Basra Street. We did go, you know, by the car, the same old car. And then only we passed Basra Street. We passed near Bras Basah Road, Jalan Besar, and I don't know what, Bencoolen Street. No, we went round and round and round because at some parts lorries burnt out and then soldiers, Punjabis and all, burnt black. Legs dangling, and then we saw so many dead bodies, and then children, 3 or 4, carrying the smaller ones, no parents, nobody at all, and then pushing the anything for the small baby to sit on, kept going on crying. We couldn't stop to help. We didn't stop to help at all because we were so hurt. Shelling, whistling like hell all the time. Kept reading what we knew. My dad said, don't forget, remember Allah. My dad said, all of us. And at last we reached Basra Street. Oh, so crowded, gathered there. because they also took refuge there near the mosque and then West Rustic around there.
In the beginning at McNair Road, how many people were staying there?
The family shifted to a relative's house, I don't know where. So we only, our family only remained. So we left the house, the soldiers were there, nobody in the house.
How long were you at McNair's Road before?
That was quite a long, I don't remember how many months. I went there to Cathay Building to broadcast, to read the news from McNair Road for some time. And then suddenly we didn't go because the war was so serious. And then Japanese landed in Singapore.
You said four lorries of soldiers came. Who were these soldiers?
British soldiers. Maybe they withdrew maybe from the front. I don't know really. That was the truth maybe. That's why they tried to bury those. They said in the morning after the shelling, after the night we couldn't sleep, they said we better move somewhere to a safer place. This is a dangerous place. They said we are intent to fight to the last man, he said. So we got ready to go back to West Rustic.
Did they tell you why they were there, burying the shells?
Yes, the Japanese landed. So what could we do? Good thing the old car was there and the gasoline was just enough.
Did the British soldiers occupy the houses at McNair Road?
Maybe after we left, maybe. Because the key, my dad left the key there. Because they said maybe they had to go out in case of rain or something like that.
So before you left, where were the British soldiers camping?
I don't know. Suddenly the lorries came and then they suddenly dug and buried those. So many of them. The job was done in no time at all. Disappeared. Actually, just beneath the earth. That was very dangerous, wasn't it? Oh, that's why we couldn't sleep. And plus the shelling, whistling.
Where were the soldiers staying after they buried the things?
Maybe somewhere near. Dark, we couldn't see.
It was in the evening.
Evening they buried those things. But after dark, and then we said we couldn't sleep. And we were so scared. We also heard they went around running about like, I don't know what they were doing. And we couldn't go. We dare not go down. That was the most terrible night we went through.
So where were you and your family at the time of the British surrender?
British surrender. We were there at McNair Road. The next day after, the day we got the news that the Singapore surrendered, we were already at West Rustic. But my father insisted to go back to McNair Road to take his books. He's got quite a box, pile of books left. So he went. And he didn't come back to West Rustic till evening, you know. We went there in the morning, so we were worried. We thought maybe he was killed on the way. Then suddenly, evening, he came. My brother, younger brother, went along with him just now. So he came and said, over, the war is over. He said. So then, I wonder, those people said just now, they saw some people carrying flags, one of flags, maybe surrender, they got the news.
What kind surrender. Of flags?
White and red, dot, red, quite the smaller red in the center.
Who were carrying them?
That I don't know, I didn't see, but those people, they said people were carrying the Japanese flag. What does it mean? Oh, it seems as the Governor Jimson gave the orders to surrender.
So you mean the very day that you reached Russell Street?
Yeah.
The day Singapore surrendered?
The evening we got the news, that's right.
So what was your reactions to this?
Rather glad because no more shelling, but to think of the deaths and all that, but rather sad because Singapore, now new government, we don't know, we didn't know what sort of a government. Feel scared, feel sad, all sorts of things. But no more killing for the time being. Stop. The killing stopped for the time being. Then we felt happy. We felt happy about that.